Good morning. Welcome to Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to take the time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs from 8 to 8:30 called Searching the Scriptures on Public Access Channel number 6. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You'll find all of these radio programs and MP3 files. You'll also find our TV programs there under the special studies, and it says TV programs, and they're listed there in alphabetical order. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any and all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. If we can help you in any way in your spiritual walk with God, please do not hesitate to call upon us. Today, we're going to begin a new series of studies. We finished up last Lord's Day looking at the subject and the doctrine of sin. Now we're going to turn our attention to the book of 1 and 2 Peter. We're going to do an extended study in looking at the context of chapters 1, book 1 Peter and 2 Peter. But to begin this special series, we want to take a few lessons and look at the life and the times of the Apostle Peter, because he indeed is an interesting Bible character. So we're going to begin this series on 1 and 2 Peter by looking at the life and times of the Apostle Peter. More is written about Peter in the four Gospels than any other apostle. He is always there at great moments with Jesus. His impetuous voice is always an opportunity for Jesus to teach, as well as his hasty actions. The first meeting between Jesus and Peter we read in John chapter 1 in verse 41 and 42. John chapter 1, verse 41 and 42. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated to Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated a stone. In this first meeting between Jesus and Peter, named Simon, but now he is called Cephas, and that name means a rock. Jesus sees in Peter what he can become, rather than what he is now. Simon, or Simeon, is Hebrew. It means listening. Cephas is Hebrew, and Peter is Greek. Peter, like all the apostles, was chosen to be with Jesus, an association of loyalty, sharing, and learning. It was more important that Jesus had the 12 with him than that something definite should be known about each of them. "Follow me, and I will make you." There are no self-made Christians in his service. They are Christ-made, and that's by following our Savior. The transformation of Simon to Peter is our benefit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it's a transformation that all Christians must make. We are called to be transformed according to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and not to be conformed to this world. That's true with us. It was true with the Apostle Peter. Something more beautiful and useful that can be used in the Master's service. That's what he saw in Peter. And Peter would evolve to become one of the greatest apostles. But here is a man that was in need of change. A brief biography of Peter. He was the brother to Andrew, according to John 1 and verse 40. He was son of John, or Jonas, in John 1, verse 42. By occupation, he was a fisherman with James and John. We read this truth in Mark chapter 1, verse 16, and Luke 5, verse 3 and 4. He lived in Bethsaida by the Sea of Galilee, according to John 1 and verse number 44. Later, with his family at Capernaum, according to Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 5 and 14. He married and would eventually become an elder, We know these facts from reading Mark chapter 1, verse 29 through 31, and also 1 Peter 5 and verse number 1. At Lake Gennesaret, Jesus bid Simon to let down his net for a catch. He had toiled all night and caught nothing, but he still obeyed the voice of the Lord and cast his net, according to Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. And because of his faithfulness to follow the Lord's instruction, he received a great catch of fish, according to verses 6 and 7, 153 to be exact. Simon fell at his feet and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord," in verse number 8. And Jesus told him, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." He was about to change occupation from fishing for fish to fishing for men. Peter forsook all, according to verse 11, and he followed Jesus. Lesson: we must be willing to trust and obey and forsake all who to follow Jesus. Key is to have humility and a willing to submit to his will instead of our own will. Peter is not transformed, but he is a subject to be the molding of his character by the Lord. How many refuse to even begin? Sadly, many will not even choose to begin, but Peter was ready to try to make the transformation to be what God would have him to be useful in the service to him. With Jesus walking on the water, we see the impulsive nature of Peter when he was invited to come out on the water. We read this in Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning in verse number 27. Matthew chapter 14, verse number 27. "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' He said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the winds were boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to sink. He cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, caught him, and said, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they had got into the boat, the wind ceased." You see, we often criticize Peter, but he was braver than most of us. But where was he going? Peter often criticized for being impulsive, but there is always a need for Peter, like zeal, enthusiasm in the work of the kingdom. You see, faith is based on keeping our minds, and in this case, our eyes on Jesus and his will. Peter's failures came when he failed to do this. So do ours, when we are not willing to listen and learn rather than speak. In Romans 10:17, the Bible says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Is our faith strong enough to take us where it needs to go? Peter thought he was. On many occasions, he had to be corrected. Jesus' own disciples did not have faith to cast out a certain demon that we can read in Matthew 17, verse 20 and 21. And so what they needed increased faith. Luke 17, 5 and 6 makes that statement. We need to trust in God, not in self. Luke 17, 7 through 10. The need, we understand, there was a father who had a child that needed to be healed, and he said, "Do you believe?" And he answered in Mark 9:24, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Many times this is the position that we are in. Like Peter, we need help with our unbelief. Beware of unbelief. That's a warning in Hebrews 3 and verse 12. He loved the Lord. He knew the Lord could allow him to walk on the water. He was willing to get out of the boat. But again, he lost focus. And he began to worry about the things around him instead of focusing on the Lord who would protect him and save him. Again, there's a wonderful lesson here to keep our eyes, to keep our focus and our mind on our Savior who will help us walk and do the things that we need to do in order to please him. Peter had a word of encouragement and faith in a time when men were looking to Jesus for material blessings rather than spiritual ones. We read this in John chapter 6, verse number 68 and 69. Jesus had just given some hard sayings, and some of the disciples no longer would walk with him. And then he turns to the 12. It says in verse 66, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?' But Simon Peter answered and said, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also we have come to believe that you are the Son, that know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" You see, others were looking for material blessings instead of spiritual ones. The sayings and teachings of Jesus were hard and difficult, and they didn't want to make the decision to follow Jesus, and they didn't want to put their trust in him. But Peter here makes a very encouraging statement. If we would walk away from you, to whom would we go? That's a good point. If you walk away from the Lord, to whom would you turn that could help you? No one can help you like Jesus. And Peter understood that. And he also believed that he was the Son of God. What's the lesson here? Peter was loyal to a fault. By listening and learning, his faith was growing as he was looking for the spiritual and eternal things over the secular, physical things. John 6:63. And as Jesus told us in Matthew 4, verse 4, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4, verse 4. How many profess to follow Jesus today and when they are actually fine for what they can get? Unfortunately, we live in the age of entertainment and self. People are looking for food, gymnasiums, entertainment, solace in their sin. But really, they're not looking to be transformed. They want somebody to allow them to do what they want to do, and that's what they look for. And unfortunately, today in religion, people give men the opportunity to do that, to just pursue their own way. Peter's faith was based upon what he had learned from the Word of God. We see no clearer indication of this than his confession in Matthew chapter 16. Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" in verse 13. So they said, "Some say you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." But he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You see, he had come to believe that Jesus was the Christ, that he was the Son of the living God. And he is blessed by Jesus because he told them flesh and blood had not revealed that to him, but the Father in heaven. And so he put his faith and trust in Jesus. You see, Jesus saw in Peter a rock-like quality in Peter. His faith was built upon the rock. That rock was Jesus Christ. And the lesson is, it may have wavered, it may have weakened, or he could even doubt. But it never ceased. You know, we might get knocked down. We might get discouraged. We might begin to worry and wonder. But we should never lose our faith and our focus to know that we are stronger, we are better, and we will do better if we stay with the Lord. You can fix no problem. You cannot be discouraged if you stay with the Lord. Yes, Peter is a lot like many of us, and we can learn many things from the life of Peter. We hope that you'll continue to listen next Lord's Day as we continue looking at the background to the life of the Apostle Peter as we begin a study in his life and in his two books that he wrote.